Chase and Buttigieg, Republicans are telling suicidal LGBTQ people to pull the trigger. By Pam Key on April 12, 2024. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg's husband Chase Buttigieg said Friday on MSNBC Deadline that Republicans were telling suicidal LGBTQ people to pull the trigger. Host Nicole Wallace said, "I think that's exactly right. I keep having Amanda Zarofsky back, the woman in Texas who was pregnant and named her daughter Willow. She lost her pregnancy at 18 weeks and almost died of sepsis. It's a story that is real. It's a woman who very much wanted her pregnancy. It's this inconvenient wrinkle for Republicans for extremist Republicans' policies on abortion because it doesn't fit into the mold. If you love a woman or you are a woman or know a woman or have a child, you understand what the stakes are in this election." Buttigieg said, "It requires a lot of vulnerability. It's really hard, but for me, getting to grow up to be this person was a miracle. When I was 13, 14 years old and sitting in my parents' basement, I would stare at my dad's gun cabinet and I thought that was the only way out. I would never know love. I would never know family. I would never know community. I thought I was the only gay person in the world. I felt like the world was telling me to pull the trigger. I very much feel this election is about one candidate who looks at that kid and says, 'I've got your back,' and another candidate who surrounds himself with people who are actively saying, 'Pull the trigger.' That's what they believe. They do not support LGBTQ people. They do not support families like mine own. They are not doing anything actively to make life better or safer for kids like my own, for families like my own, and for many other people around this country." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeyNim.